Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. How do I record an episode? How do I get my show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all the other places people like to listen? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors too, so you can get paid to podcast. I use Anchor.fm to post my Success Speak podcast all over the country. I get to talk about great entrepreneurs, artists, athletes, and business people in my area and across the country. It's been a great tool for my business, as well as for listeners to learn about how to get into different business industries and be successful. So if you always wanted to start a podcast, make money doing it too, go to anchor.fm/start to join me in the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's right. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. Welcome back. This is Coach Cal V, and you're still with me here on Success Speak, the podcast. Our favorite part of the show is the guest interview. And up next is my good friend and brother in basketball, Coach Keith Collins. Everybody, welcome Coach Keith on to the show. What's really good, you back on the microphone is your favorite coach of them all, Coach Cal B, live today in the studio with my good friend. And I guess he's like my basketball boss, you know what I'm saying? Head coach of the varsity women's Eagles over at Ronald E. McNair High School. Y'all hear me repping all the time, man. Let's welcome Coach Keith to the show.
How you doing, Coach Cal?
I know, you know, it's his first time, so we're gonna break him in, audience. All right. Because, you know, it's kind of odd to talk into your phone and then, you know, you're doing an interview. So, yeah, when everybody be listening to me, those of you that have downloaded the app, you know that it's all on your phone. And the interviews, for the most part, are done on the phone. So, yeah. But enough about that and the technology. I got my man here. And it's going to be funny because I'm going to drill you about some things that I already know, but the audience needs to learn. About how you got started. I'm going to do less talking and I'm asking some questions. And we're just going to go from there and let the conversation flow. So for starters, I want you to let everybody know who you are and where you come from, all that good stuff.
Yeah, I'm Coach Keith Collins, born and raised Stockton, California, 209 stand up. California representative, Stockton native. I will be 30 years old.
Oh, yeah,
you got less than a month.
Less than a month, you got to rep that. You got a birthday coming up.
Fun fact for y'all.
Got a birthday coming up. All right, so you said you're born and raised in Stockton. Then we'll get to the meat of it, man. So where'd you play? Where'd you go to high school?
High school, Franklin High School, Bear Creek High School, Samuel Hancock Christian School, formerly Samuel Hancock Christian School, now a Stallworth Charter.
Oh, you know what? And I got to correct myself. I made a statement that we were fortunate to work at one of the few black high schools. And I forgot that Stallworth is a small school and it's black owned school, actually. Yeah. So you went, what was that like? I always wanted to go to Stallworth because, you know, we East Side kids.
Right. When I went there, that's what I said. Formerly, it was Samuel Hancock Christian School. It was a Christian school. We had chapel on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
It was the flip of the
Catholic
Church.
Yeah.
It was a flip.
Matter of fact, the Catholic Church is across the street.
Right.
I went to St. Gertrude's. Yep.
So it's the flip as far as the religion goes, but same principles, same moral code, ethics.
That hoop team back then?
Yeah, and it was still a tuition based school.
Okay.
So after I lived in Vegas for 6 months with my dad, I was like, I'm out of here. Mm. Back to Stockton. Went to Bear Creek. I was still a knucklehead, so I was still 5 credits short to play. So I was like, I gotta play, and I ended up going to Samuel Hancock. And play for them. So they paid for my tuition to play.
Okay. What year did you graduate?
06.
2006?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm the OG. 94. It seemed like it is decades ago. You think about it. A couple,
but it ain't that.
So, briefly, man, how did you get started into coaching? Or did you start with basketball or did you start with another sport?
I was coaching basketball with my son. And he was 4 years old, did the YMCA, little rec league. And so they asked me to coach. And my freshman high school coach, shout out Julio Perez, was my son's first basketball coach.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, so after that, I took a team and was coaching with them for a while until I got involved with Anthony Matthews, Port City.
Oh, yeah, shout out to Anthony. Yeah. So now, how long have you now today, how long have you been coaching now?
About almost 8 years.
About 8 years, okay. Yeah. All right. And then, because we met while you were at McNair. Now, how long have you been there?
McNair, I've been there since 2016. This is my third season.
Okay. Now, is this your first high school?
First high school coach, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. So, all right. Now, what do you think about high school coaching? Like in the climate that we in now of elite basketball and all the madness is just transitioning right now. What do you think about your experience so far?
I think it's just like the school's curriculum as far as you're a teacher, in a sense. You're a basketball coach, but you're also a teacher. Among many other things that these coaches nowadays seem to overlook, such as it's not just a paycheck. You are dealing with somebody else's child. And what is your ultimate aim with those children that you have under you? And I just see a lot of negligence. But at the same time, there are some coaches who are for real. But me personally, going on my third season, and we're living in a day and age where everybody can see you're either real or you're not. Yeah. And depending on what your aim is, like I said, being a high school basketball coach determines the direction of the kids you have under you.
So if for audience sake, how would you rank coaching amongst other jobs you would take? I know that's kind of like a vague, could you hear the cliche? Yeah. Oh, you know, you do it for the love of the game.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Would you, after being in it 3 years, you know, early mornings, late nights, long, long seasons, you know what I'm saying? Is it worth it? Is it something that you rank highly? Like, is it worth it that you could do for a lifetime or?
Oh, yeah, for me, definitely. Definitely. Always study the game. Like, when I play, I study more. I have just an analytical mindset towards the game, so I was looking at film, breaking stuff down, stuff like that. So I always knew I could coach, but at the same time, I never, like, wanted to say I'm a coach.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I definitely do it. I'm definitely in it for the long run because I love the game. I love the kids.
You see yourself going to the next level? College ball? You're a young guy, man.
Definitely.
You know,
if the right opportunity presents itself, I'll be foolish not to take it because I love the game. And you gotta if you playing and you don't love the game,
well, it's gonna suck.
It's not. If you're coaching and you don't love the game, depending on your motive, you know, some people can do it.
And you know, for us, I'll say this disclaimer: this season we have a pretty decent team. We got some good young ladies on the squad, which always makes it a little easier to come to work. You know what I'm saying? When you know you got some ballers. Okay, on the hoop side, man. Let me be fair, audience. All right, because we talk all the time, so it's like a general, like a trying to have a unreal conversation with somebody that you talk to all the time. All right, now the fact of the matter is that if you go to one of our rival high schools, all right, this next part might be hard to hear. But reality check, okay? I'm a player development coach. Keith, you work with one of the best organizations in Port City Basketball alongside Anthony Matthews. Truth telling now, man. Our league is not the best league. What do you see as some of the things that as a league we can improve our players or the coaches? What do you think it is, cultural wise, or you know?
I think you really have to develop an athlete if you want to up our league. We could up our league, but coaches just have to demand more, and definitely the players that want to be there, they're going to show that they want to be there. So it's not about losing kids. It's about building kids.
Building kids, yeah.
So if you build your kids the right way, your league and your program has no choice but to grow and be better.
Now, I think everybody in the city, and I'm talking about our city specifically, and then traveling the country, going to other places, you just kind of see some of the similarities, some of the same mistakes being made, but you also kind of like, you go to SoCal, we go to LA, you see, I think it's a huge emphasis on playing a lot of basketball, or, you know, but it's a lot more emphasis on like physical training. Like the kids are strong and fast. And it's like a huge disparity here, you know, here in town. And I'm gonna talk to other trainers and whatnot about this. How important do you think training is for high school coaches and their players to be a part of versus going to an outside trainer? Because we got other cats around and that do train, but how do you see that? And I say this because, you know, I just sent the video out to Art Squad about Gilbert Arenas talking about coaches and trainers need to be teaching kids how to use the moves, not teaching all these moves, how to use the move in a realistic way. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that? Because I know we get it in with our girls. And we kind of have our vein, but I just want to hear you talk on that a little bit.
Oh, well, as far as trainers go, I mean, there are some good trainers out here. But at the same time, as a coach, it would be in your best interest, I think, to hopefully have that in your skill set, because it can take you a long way and you won't have to rely on an outside trainer. Now, if a kid needs a trainer, and you're not a coach that can provide that training, then you have no choice but to, they have no choice but to seek outside of you to get a trainer. But if they have one, which is a rare commodity, and a rare skill set that Coach Cal has, that I have as a coach, we can get in and out of our bag a little different.
Now you say that, now that's the thing. Okay. Because how many coaches do you know? And they ain't calling out no names. You know, they're homies. I'm going to ask all my coach partners that come on here, everybody I interview, whether you're a friend or not, and you become a friend. How many coaches actually know the game well enough and are comfortable enough with, like the body mechanics and whatnot that you come across where they're teaching it? Because we come across, man, where it's one or two kids on the team that are in decent shape, but not in the best shape that you know is possible. You know, I don't know. I guess I feel a certain type of way. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I see it a lot of times where I think that's where it's just like a lack of the coaches knowing.
Well, yeah, definitely. Depending on what kind of if the coach is an athlete or not, and I can only speak for myself, of course. Mm-hmm. But I was an athlete. I boxed for 4 years.
That's that real East Side.
I was running track, practicing with the track team at Delta after I was done with basketball there. So, depending on if you were an athlete, then you know what it takes and you don't have to reach for outside sources. But then again, that's what trainers are for, different positions. Head coaches is a very specific position. So it would be pretty rare when a coach has that whole skill set to be a trainer, work one-on-one player development, and you not have to schedule days for a trainer and then worry about when your practice is things like that.
So hey, as a head coach, with that being said, what are some of the What makes a coachable player for you?
The more questions, the better.
So you like them to yes, be communicated?
Because you have to be communicate. You have to communicate on the court, especially off the court as a player with your coach. But being coachable, I have one of the most coachable kids I ever met, which is such a sigh of relief. But it's definitely being able to communicate and ask questions and pick your coach's brain, ask questions, whatever you need to know. There's no such thing as a stupid question. I mean, unless you've played before, which you haven't, then...
I mean, even if you have, you're talking to a coach, you want to... They might have a different system. They might have different rules that they want you to operate by. You need to communicate.
Exactly.
Definitely got to communicate. What's the outlook for the season? You know what I'm saying? What's your outlook for the season? I know I got mine. I'm always shouting them all the time. What's your hey, I put it up on everything. Hashtag banner season. What's your outlook for the season for girls varsity basketball?
Definitely going after it all. Winning our league, taking that, and then step by step, though. I mean, we're going to get ready. We got September, finish the final touches. October, get ready for that second week of November. And then it's on. So we're definitely looking to shock our league.
Definitely looking to shock the league.
And then it's nowhere but up. So... that's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah. Well, man, hey, I'm glad you came through. You know what I'm saying? We had to break him in today on Success Speak. Holler at my guy about ins and outs of Coach Keith coaching over at McNair High. We're going to have him on again. Man, he'll probably be on all season, definitely during November when we go live and we start airing it on YouTube. So, hey, don't go nowhere. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. And that does it for today. Another great episode, another great interview. Thank you all for joining me on Success Speak, the podcast. Make sure, if you have not shared it or you have not favorited this show on Anchor, please do that. Download the Anchor app to your phone. It works a lot better on your phone. Listen on Spotify, one of the best platforms to listen to the show on. Go out there. Do that for your boy, man, and make sure you tune in again every single day, Monday through Friday. Success Speak, the podcast. Thank you. Have a great day.